Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl, Madison Lane, here to dive into something seriously important. Creating a daily practice that nourishes your mental health. Now, I know what you're thinking, Madison, another self-help podcast. Trust me, this isn't about fluffy affirmations or quick fixes. This is about building sustainable habits that actually make a difference in how you feel day after day. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train? Thoughts racing, anxiety spiraling, and it's hard to just chill. We've all been there. But guess what? You have the power to step onto that train and take control. It starts with building a daily practice that's tailored just for you. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden, and just like any garden, it needs tending. Some days it might be a burst of sunshine and growth, other days it might feel overgrown and a little wild. But with the right care, that mental garden can bloom into something truly beautiful. So, what does this mental gardening actually look like? I'm breaking down 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Mindfulness is your superpower. It sounds simple, but seriously, paying attention to the present moment is a game changer. It's about noticing your breath, feeling your feet on the ground, savoring that cup of coffee. Think of it as hitting the pause button on the mental hamster wheel and just being present in this exact moment. 2. Move your body, free your mind. We all know exercise is good for our physical health, but did you know it's a powerful tool for mental well-being too? It doesn't have to be intense, even a short walk can clear your head and boost your mood. Find something you genuinely enjoy, dancing in your kitchen, stretching on the patio, a leisurely bike ride. Get that body moving, watch those endorphins flow, and feel your mind lighten up. 3. Embrace the power of gratitude. Ever notice how focusing on the good stuff can shift your entire outlook? Start a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day. It could be anything, a delicious meal, a sunny day, a supportive friend. This simple act trains your brain to focus on the positive, rewiring those negative thought patterns. 4. Fuel your mind with good stuff. Just like you wouldn't put junk fuel in a high-performance car, don't feed your mind negativity and stress. Limit your exposure to news that drains you, be mindful of social media comparisons, and surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. Choose quality content, books, podcasts, music that nourishes your soul. 5. Give yourself grace. You know those days when everything feels overwhelming? When even getting out of bed seems like a monumental task? It happens to the best of us. Remember to be kind to yourself. Take a break, listen to your favorite song, indulge in a warm bath, and practice some self-compassion. Let's talk about this in real life. Imagine you're heading into a big presentation at work. You've prepared well, but your stomach is doing flips, and those pesky doubts are creeping in. Instead of letting fear take over, how could you apply these practices? Maybe you take a few deep breaths, focus on the feeling of your feet grounding you to the floor. You visualize yourself delivering a confident presentation, recalling past successes. And throughout the day, you consciously choose to focus on positive thoughts and gratitude for the opportunity to share ideas. See? Even in stressful situations, these practices can help you stay centered and calm. So, there you have it, 5 powerful practices to nurture your mental well-being. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's about building sustainable habits that become woven into the fabric of your daily life. Start small, experiment with different techniques, and find what works best for you. And most importantly, be patient with yourself. This journey is all about progress, not perfection. Now go out there and cultivate that beautiful mental garden. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care boost. Leave a review if you found it helpful. Your feedback means the world. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.